Good morning. It's good to be gathered. Good to be gathered for chapel. And today, we're doing something unique. We're engaging gospel-inspired drama. Two pieces that are held together thematically, though presented quite differently. And even the theology in the two pieces is intentionally different. And that's to invite us into considering what it is that we believe, what we find in each one of these skits that affirms kind of where we are, what challenges and opens us up in new ways. The first one is the Everything skit, sometimes referenced as Lifehouse Everything, because I think it was first done and put out to the world on YouTube by the Lifehouse Church. Thousands, maybe more, have seen this skit on YouTube. And a group of EMU students, undergraduates, are bringing this skit for chapel for engagement, as I described earlier. As you watch this skit, what insights or questions does it raise for you? How does this skit affirm or challenge your view of God? Or challenge or confirm your view of evil? The second one is Do You Believe? From Diane Maron. She offers biblical dramatization, and let me read from the paper that came from her church, New Song Anabaptist Fellowship. Diane, who is spouse to Basil Maron, the lead pastor of New Song Anabaptist Fellowship, has recently begun a ministry named Jeremiah's Call, which is interpretive biblical dramatization. And her assignment, her calling, is to shine the light on the Word of God, and the Spirit of God will bring the Bible to life in the body of Christ. And this is the first time that we've openly received her availability to bring biblical dramatization, interpretive biblical dramatization, to this chapel. You'll probably forget these questions, but I'll ask them anyway. For the Do You Believe skit, how does this presentation impact you differently than the first one? What insights, questions, affirmations, or challenges emerged for you? And we are going to invite a time of circling up with two or three or four, five max, after both dramatizations to have some conversation, and we'll have questions ready. But first, the chapel planning team came up with a short list of questions to just get us kind of into the themes that will be presented. And Rachel has those. You're on the screen.
What draws you to God? How do you know when you are falling away from God? Who is God to you? How does Jesus save? Do you believe? Is belief enough?
Thank you. On the first day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene went down to the sepulcher. Now I had one question for her. Is she crazy to be down there at the sepulcher by herself in the dark? She looked into the tomb and she saw Jesus was not there. She ran back to Peter and John and knock on the door, yelling, "Peter, John, I can't find Jesus. Somebody stole him." Peter and John ran back with Mary to the tomb. And they're looking in the tomb, and they can't figure out what happened. They saw the clothes. They saw the napkin. But if somebody stole him, why did they unwrap him first? What are they going to do with a dead, naked man? And so Peter and John left, went back home. And Mary stayed to cry at the tomb. Now, she was looking in the tomb, the Bible said. How many of you know that when you start looking around in the graveyard, you might see something you don't want to see? And she's looking into the tomb, and she saw two angels. And the Bible did not say anything about her emotional response. It didn't say she cried, ran, screamed, pee herself. I would have done all four of those. Not necessarily in that order. And Mary then, she is talking to the angels. And I'm like, what's wrong with this woman? She's talking to the angels like she's talking to a girlfriend. And the angel told her that Jesus is alive. Behind her, Jesus appeared. And he had on clothes, by the way. And where he got this outfit from. And Mary ran back to Peter and John and said, "Peter, John, he's alive. He's alive, he's alive. He appeared to me. He appeared to me, he's alive." And Peter and John looking at her like she had five heads and two tails. Can't figure out what is going on. And the Bible says that later on that evening, while they were locked up in the house because they were afraid that Jesus just appeared in their midst. He just plumb appeared. And he said, peace, be still. And the Bible did not say anything about their emotional response. But I think they screamed like schoolgirls. We won't hold it against them. Some of them thought it was a ghost. Yeah. This got ghosts written all over it. You were dead. Now you're alive. You came through the wall. Ghost. Jesus said, look at my hand and my feet. Look at my side. It's me. And they could not figure out what was going on. Jesus said, can you please give me something to eat? And they gave him something to eat. They gave the man fish, boiled fish and honey. Can you say yuck? Some of these men were fishermen. Have they never heard of tartar sauce? Hello, tartar sauce. Anyway, after Jesus ate the food, their eyes were open like, it's Jesus. it's Jesus. And they're rejoicing and they're like, hallelujah, party, right? Hallelujah moment. Now, Thomas was not there. So when brother Thomas showed up, they're trying to tell Thomas Jesus appeared there, and he was there, and he showed him his hands and feet. And Thomas said, unless I see, I will not believe. I don't care where you are. Now you all say. Now, the Bible said 8 days later, the same thing happened. They were shut up in the house. And Jesus did the same thing. He just appeared, plop, right in the middle of them. Now, if I was there, I would call Jesus aside and said, can you please come here? I want to talk to you. Can you please stop doing that? And use the door like everybody else. Hello? And Jesus came and he said to Thomas, he said, Thomas, come here. Look, put your finger in my hand. Put your hand in my side. See that it's me. These are the exact words that Thomas used. But Jesus was not there when he said it. So how does Jesus know? And Thomas said, my Lord and my God. And Jesus said to him, Thomas, you believe because you've seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and yet believe. And Thomas is looking at Jesus. And he can't figure out what is going on. And the Bible does not say anything else about his response. But I could see in my mind's eye, he's like, how are you standing in front of me alive? I saw them beat you to a pulp. I saw them draw spikes into your hand and into your feet. I saw them. I saw them nail you to a cross. I saw them. I watched you die. I saw them place you in a tomb and seal the tomb. How are you standing up in front of me alive today? The Bible said that Jesus did many other signs in their midst that was not recorded in the Word. But these signs are written that you might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God. And believing, you will have life in his name. I have a question for you this morning. Do you believe? Do you believe? Do you believe? Do you believe? In the balcony, do you believe? And I have another question for you today. What have you done about it? What have you done about it? Thank you.
Now we're going to encourage you to get into small groups and go through the questions that will be up on the slide here. From the Everything skit, what insights or questions did this skit raise for you? How did this skit affirm or challenge your view of God? And from Diane's Do You Believe? How did this presentation impact you differently? What insights, questions, affirmation, or challenges emerged for you?